This is your gateway to the latest trends in the Gulf, bringing you exclusive insights and thought-provoking discussions. Welcome to AB Majlis, an Arabian business podcast. You can find our weekly episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And for more exclusive content, subscribe to us on arabianbusiness.com. Welcome back to another episode of AB Majlis. I'm Tala Michelle Issa, Chief Reporter at Arabian Business. And today we have a very special episode. I'm joined by two of the faces behind Dubai's biggest real estate show, Million Dollar Listing UAE, is now back for season two. And with it, bigger homes, bigger personalities, and a market moving at lightning speed. So we've got Ben Bandari, who's the founder of Benco Real Estate and one of the most accomplished brokers in the region, with more than 25 billion dirhams in career sales. We've also got Rami Wahoud, who is an executive partner at FAM Properties and has consistently been ranked among Dubai's top 1% of agents, especially since he works at the largest real estate agency in Dubai, apparently. He's known for his deep market insight and ultra high net worth clientele. So without further ado, Ben and Rami, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so season two launched. It was a massive premiere last week. Lots of people are excited, have been excited about this. There's rumors that season three is also confirmed. We don't know that yet. I'll pressure you, Ben, to give me information on that later. But, you know, I'll start with Rami. When you look back at season one versus now, what actually feels different this time around?
It's completely different. You can't compare it in any single way, shape, or form. It is way more blown out. It actually goes into our personal lives, which is probably the most interesting thing, is that it goes deep into our personal lives, and the drama is way bigger. There's a lot more, like, on the line, bigger stakes, bigger properties, bigger deals, and it's just way, 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 way better.
Definitely. Ben, what about you? What changed for you this season?
I mean, Rami said it all, but we do have two new cast members. So we've got Sara Sirhan, who works with me at Benco Real Estate.
Yeah.
And we've got May Khalid as well, who's based in Abu Dhabi. She works for PSI. And then, of course, we've got Rami Wahoud and Riyad Gohar, who are back, and myself.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, there's more drama. We've also got a new sponsor, which is Damac Properties.
Yes.
So they bring bigger and better properties as well. Dr. Baidoon was amazing on the show. Cecilia came back from Aldar as well. She's a familiar face. New characters, new drama. It's so much bigger and better.
Yeah. Numbers don't lie. We've hit the top of the charts already on Stars Play. It hasn't even been out for a week.
Yes.
And only the first two episodes dropped, and it's already number one on all the charts, surpassing all and exceeding all expectations and breaking and shattering
within
all
records. Within 48 hours. And we premiered on a Wednesday as well.
Middle of the week.
Yeah. So Friday morning, we were number one.
That's amazing, honestly. That's a huge success. I mean,
thank you.
You know, I'm sure there was a lot of pressure coming into this season. Obviously, a lot of learnings from season one. Okay, you guys are shaking your heads a lot. I really want to get into this. But, you know, it was the debut season one. It was the first international version of this franchise. So, yeah, I'd be curious to hear, what did you learn from season one? And what sort of pressure did you feel coming into this season? I'll start with Ben this time.
Yeah. So season one, when it first aired, I thought it was the best show in the world. Like, obviously, I'm on it. Rami's on it. So
it's your first time on reality TV, right?
Watching myself on TV, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was over the moon. But what we learned was, look, I was very, very nervous. It was the first time I'd ever been on camera. I was petrified. There were a few times where I was shaking. It doesn't show on camera, but I was really scared. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
I wasn't.
I'm not going to lie. Even when I was in front of the green screen, my knee was like shaking. I had to hold my leg.
The green screen is more difficult than actually being in the field.
I mean, everyone looks calm and collective. But this season I felt, and I'm sure that all the other cast members also felt more comfortable in their skin. There was a lot of pressure because of the success of season one. We wanted to be number one. When it aired on Wednesday, we were number five. And I was like, oh my God. For me, personally, it was a big letdown. Like, I was disappointed. I'm like, why are we not number one?
Everyone was at the premiere, that's why.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Right?
I guess it takes time. It was a weekday and people were at work. So I think Friday, you know, it's kind of a half day. People actually tuned in. So super happy about that. But yeah, being an executive producer and obviously being the cast member, there was a lot on the line for me personally. And of course, everyone else who was a part of it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I can imagine. What about you, Romy?
Not only is it the first international version, but this is actually a two-time Emmy-nominated format from NBC Universal Formats. And what makes it super interesting is that this is a spin-off version of the international version from the US. So you've got 9 seasons in New York and 16 seasons in LA. And this has been going on since 2006, mm-hmm. believe it or not. So when they first came here, it was a huge, huge, huge success. Yeah. They ate it up because Dubai is real estate and real estate is Dubai. So it was just, it just perfectly fit hand in hand. But I definitely, definitely loved the experience, and I didn't feel it was difficult. I thought it was very fun, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you stepped it up in season 2, as well.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
In what 100%. Sense? That's here, Ben. What in
so,
what way?
I mean, it's not my first rodeo, so
yeah. So season 1, I felt like Rami did. I mean, he killed it. He did great. But I think season 2, he stepped it up. Like he was. I was always telling him, and I'll just say it as it is. I was like, Rami, we didn't get to see that real side of you, you know, that Rami character, that big character that you are. And then I think in season 2, he kind of let it out and showed him.
Once the cameras started going into my personal life was really what kind of brought that energy out.
Love the scene with your mom.
Yeah, it was
that
really
was my
sweet.
Favorite scene. It was so cool to have her on the show.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's rewind a bit, guys. You know, neither of you set out to be reality TV stars, obviously. When you first came into the industry, I'm sure you had ideas at some point after watching, you know, Million Dollar Listing, the other versions, and then Selling Sunset and all these other, like, really cool real estate shows. When was the moment where you decided, and this question's for you, Rami, that, you know what, I actually might get into reality TV?
Believe it or not, I've never actually watched the show until Ben called me and kept pushing me to watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know the show existed. But I'll tell you this, from the first time I watched it, I completely fell in love with it because it was just so surreal to see my career, literally the deals that I do, the drama that I have, and the interactions that I make on TV, larger than life, glorified on the big screen, was absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. It completely changed my entire perception because I was already doing this for, I don't know, almost 10 years when I got into, you know, when I got the call from Ben.
And that was... So I was calling him every week because I was following up.
Every day.
Seven times a week. God. I was calling him.
Did you watch the show yet? And I'm like, not yet. And then when I first watched it, I just binge watched every single season, every single city, every single episode, and I just went crazy with it.
He's like, Ben, this is my life.
Yeah, it was literally my, because exactly what I do on TV was just, it was so surreal.
Especially now that you guys are based in Dubai and, you know, between Dubai and Abu Dhabi, you have a lot of like budding agents watching this saying, like, this is my life and I want to get on the show. But Ben, I had a question for you actually. So you got the license for the show years ago, right? So you saw potential in bringing this to the real estate market. Dubai's, of course, had the record year, and we'll get into that later. But back then, I mean, it was still growing, but it wasn't growing quite as fast, the market here. What made you decide to bring the show to the UAE?
Yeah, so everyone was doing social media, and everyone was blowing up. And I felt that...
And you're looking at Rami as you say that.
I wasn't on social media. No. I was completely against social media. I never, ever did any kind of video or post. And that's actually how I got on the show, by the way.
Yeah.
So
it was one video.
It was one video. I did one single video. And it was my partner, who Firas is the one who got me on. He said, do a video and just put yourself out there and I'll leave you alone. Because he kept pushing me. And I finally did one single tiny video. And that's the video that Ben actually saw. He just happened to have seen it. Called me and said, hey, we need to meet. My phone's ringing and I'm like, I know this guy. He's a landlord of a property. Why is he calling me? I didn't know he was in real estate.
He used to handle my property.
Because I was actually listing his units.
Oh, wow.
So I thought he was just, I had Ben Landlord, Benjamin Landlord.
Yeah. Benjamin Landlord.
Like, hey, Mr. Benjamin. And he's like.
I'm like, it's not Benjamin, it's
like,
Ben.
Yeah, he's like, it's Ben. He's like, how do you have my number saved? I'm like, dude, I'm your agent. And he's like, oh, okay. And right? then he told Small me about world. The show. Yeah. We sat down and...
One video changed your life. That's
cool. I actually thought that I'd missed the boat on social media, which I hadn't. Mm-hmm. So I saw all these people blowing up on social media. And I'm like, I was a big fan of the show. I was watching it. And I'm like, why is the show not here? I'm like, they've got...
But it wasn't anywhere.
It wasn't here. It was only in the US. In the US, 100 plus countries worldwide, but it wasn't here.
Oh, you mean why is the US version not here?
Why is Million Dollar Listing not in the UAE?
To watch.
Yeah. To watch. And why is there not a version?
Okay. Yeah, true.
Right? We have some of the best properties in the world. We've got the Burj Khalifa, the largest tower in the world. We've got some man-made islands, you know?
Yeah.
And we've got, I mean, real estate drama as well every day. So I'm like, Million Dollar Listing, UAE, is the best fit mm-hmm. after New York and LA. There's no better place on this planet.
You know what I love about the UAE? The coolest thing is that they have a version of everything in the world here. And this is the first place anybody would open. You've got world-class restaurants, world-class brands, world-class, you know, things in the world that are super successful. The first place that they go is the UAE in Dubai. And they open up their first international version in Dubai. So I think it was just perfect timing.
But even with business in general, I mean, from all the reporting I've been doing over the last 3 years, there was always that trend where you naturally want to expand out of your own market, you're going to come to Dubai. But also, because they say if you make it in Dubai, you can make it anywhere in the world as a business. But also we're seeing a lot of local brands go global as well, which I find pretty interesting. But yeah, Ben, so you saw potential in the market. And that's also why you decided to go for this license.
That was 2015, actually.
2015?
Yes.
I thought it was like 2020 for some reason.
2015. And I'm like, I need to bring the show here. Mm-hmm. And so it took me 5 years, actually. So I was knocking on doors and I was getting a lot of rejection.
Yeah.
Everyone rejected me, actually. And then I mothballed it for about a year. And I'm like, maybe everyone's right. Maybe it'll never happen. Mm-hmm. And then something had happened, which pretty much motivated me to go after it even more. And it was one phone call to Abu Dhabi, His Excellency. Mm-hmm. And I pitched it to him. It was an elevator pitch. He loved it. He's like, what do you need? I'm like, I need everything. I need finance. I need production. It's just an idea that I have. And he started laughing, started throwing ideas at me. And I'm like, wow. And he's like, when can you come to Abu Dhabi? I'm like, I'm there. And so I met his team, the CEO of Imagination, Ben Ross. He was a big fan of the show. He had watched it over the years and he's like, this is amazing. Why hasn't it been done? I'm like, I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah.
And so that's how it all came to life.
Yeah, I guess it was that natural.
I think he gave you the short version of it.
There was a short version.
I think I've heard the longer story.
Serious drama and that happened in the background. But I love how the UAE is like a launch pad for businesses to come branch out from here and to here.
Yeah, definitely. We're sitting in one of the fastest growing property markets in the region. I saw that sales alone in the first half of this year passed 559.4 billion dirhams, 20% year-on-year transaction growth, 16% on average price appreciation, and more investors coming into the market like ever before. So it's a very healthy supply pipeline as well coming in the next 3 years. So let's talk about this wave of high net worth individuals that have moved to the UAE or are looking for properties here. I'm sure you guys deal with this type of clientele.
Someone
as we've seen on the show.
Someone literally bought a 550 million dirham apartment a couple days ago. Penthouse in the Bugatti.
Yeah.
Wow.
$150 million for an apartment, a penthouse. This just happened two days ago.
Yeah. Wow.
That is just pure information telling you that high net worth individuals, the global wealth migration is all coming to the UAE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing seems to surprise me anymore. It's crazy. All the money is coming here.
The numbers are insane. Yeah. We've surpassed every single market in the entire world, including Miami, Singapore, all the top hotspots for real estate, especially the ultra luxury segment.
Yeah.
Homes above $10 million, we've by far surpassed. And the year's not even over. So we're shattering records month on month, quarter after quarter, year on year. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. Yeah, the stats I just mentioned were only for the first half of the year. So I think the second half is going to be even crazier because we did see this like influx of British millionaires leaving because of the tax changes and reforms and stuff like that coming to the UAE in September and October. We all felt it in the street, like with the traffic.
Yeah.
But, you know, How much has this affected the property market for you guys? This one's for Ben.
Yeah. It's been great for us. No complaints. I mean, this year for my company alone, we've I think quadrupled our revenue of last year. Mm-hmm. My company is very, very young. It's 3 years old. But, you know, we've been able to expand higher. And also because of the show, it's tremendously helped us with landlords, developers, buyers, sellers. It's been a great recruitment tool as well. A lot of people have been knocking on my door, sending me Instagram messages, DMing me, you know, wanting to come and meet for coffee. They want to join the team. So it's for me and my company, you know, it's been a big blessing. It's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know, for real estate, what I learned through the show, and of course, you know, other sort of real estate reality TVs, dramas. Why did I say TVs? Anyway, you know, what I've learned is that marketing is a huge part of what you guys do. Of course, I mean, that seems obvious to you both, but for me as someone who's not in the real estate, I guess, career, it's huge. And of course, standing out is difficult. And in a place like Dubai, where there's thousands of agents, do you guys know the exact number of agents, by the way, in Dubai?
Yeah. I lost count.
Right. Every day it increases.
Thousands, yeah.
It's
20,000 plus now?
20,
yeah, everyone's getting it.
No, that's registered, by the way.
That's just registered.
Ah, okay.
There's probably another 20,000 unregistered.
Everybody and his mama is a real estate agent here.
That's actually true, by the way. Right? Everyone and their mom is an agent.
Right.
But, you know, how much has reality TV sort of helped you guys career-wise? You know, are you getting clients that you never got before?
Absolutely. The credibility is insane. It's a proven, tried, and tested method to basically put yourself on the map. This is marketing that, I mean, I can't afford this kind of marketing. This is a type of marketing that is just next level. It's a TV show that's, you know, aired and streamed. It's just something
global.
That's bigger than us. Mm-hmm. So it's great for credibility, and it's kind of just a different type of influence.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your audience that's going to be on social media, you've got audience that's going to be on the news, and then you've got the audience that's going to be on TV. So it's another kind of area that you're able to reach people and viewers and get more audience.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, but did you see, like, for example, pre-season one and post-season one? How much has that affected your career?
Yeah,
tenfold.
Yeah, yeah. It's been amazing. So pre-season one, I've been in the market for a very long time, since 2002. But a lot of people, they didn't know me. Only the old school people who I dealt with, and obviously the owners of the companies and the larger stakeholders in the market, all knew me. But season one really put us on the map. I think that everyone in the industry now knows us.
100%.
Right. Because it's a real estate reality show, and everyone in the real estate market, whether it's brokers, buyers, sellers, I think even some of the CEOs of developers have reached out saying that we want to be sponsors. How can we become sponsors? How can we be a part of this show? And we're very selective as well because of the name and the brand and obviously the image that we want to portray.
Yeah.
So for me personally, it's really, really increased my personal brand. And like Rami said, it's built a credibility that I wouldn't be able to build mm-hmm. otherwise.
Yeah.
It's created a lot of familiarity. When people see you, they're more open to actually dealing with you. You can knock on any door now and speak to anybody, and it helps a lot.
Yeah.
Goes a long way.
So you could say it's a door opener.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that. So, you know, are you, you're obviously getting a lot of messages going like, how can I get on the show? I know that really young agents who are super ambitious are trying to.
I have a few of Rami's, from Rami's company.
Really?
Which have reached out to me, a few
really?
Of your guys.
I was going to say the same thing about your company.
They're like, no, I sent you the messages. I screenshotted them. The guy's like, yeah, I work for FAM as well. Can I get on the show? So it's nice. And of course, like, hundreds of other people within the industry have reached out.
True.
No, it's insane. Going from, I mean, we were already successful before the show and we already had our business, but this is like going from that to basically being the most famous agents in the market. And that's just completely blown everything out of
the
water.
That's really cool. But you know, something I found quite interesting about the format of the show is you could have easily just done it for Benco Real Estate, where you only feature your own agents. But the fact that you have, you know, people like Rami from FAM and Riyadh from Black oak. I don't know why every time I say oak tree, black oak, you know, etc. So it's nice to see that diversity in the market, you know.
Yeah.
I love the way you guys formatted the show.
Yeah, now, oak tree's not that bad. I mean, it could be worse.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, just naturally, you think oak, you think tree, right?
Right, yeah.
All right, so without giving away too many spoilers, I watched season 2 so far, just the first 2 episodes, and I can already tell there's this impression that the deals are much bigger than, like, I'm not using this as a tagline at all. Like, genuinely, the properties you have are much bigger this season. What's the most expensive property that's showed on the show? Even if it's a scoop, you guys can give it to me, because we cover real estate.
Well, I've seen all 12 episodes.
You've seen all 12?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm executive producer, so I have to go through them. I don't think it's the viewers or the viewership are really tuned in to see the biggest deals. I don't think anyone really remembers after watching it. I think the most, like, I mean, Rami, I think, did a 60 million. May did like an 80 plus. I did 150, which was not on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's most important is the relationship that we have between all the cast members, some of the drama, the storyline, you know? That's what people really remember and tune into.
The drama, you
the
mean.
I mean, the relationship.
Storyline is such a nice word.
Like, Sara basically works with me, right? We have a bit of drama. And then Sara and Riyad are a bit competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you see that in the teaser and the trailer as well. And then Rami has a bit of a fallout with May Khalid. But then you see that relationship build from episode 1 all the way to the last episode.
Yeah.
So it's that's what people are going to remember. They're going to remember the relationships, the
it's
highs.
It's also
and
really
lows.
Cool to just see Dubai and the UAE and Abu Dhabi and the city and to see how the country, you know, operates. It's just nice to see that.
For sure.
And we tried to put nice visual properties, properties that people would remember and would really like as well.
Like Villa Flora, for example. Or is it Flora Villa?
Villa Flora.
Okay, yeah. In the cover story we did with you, that's actually where we did the photo shoot, I remember.
Right.
And I remember walking into that property and I was like, oh my God, like, this is wealth,
right?
You know? Like, even the elevators were all gold. It was an amazing property.
It's just
property.
A wow factor.
Yeah. Will we see more properties like that on the show?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. And that's, can you give me the bracket of
so,
how expensive they are?
I think, look, Villa Flora is our sponsor's property, Damac Properties.
Yes.
So, that we really showcased and was probably one of our best properties. I think everyone brought something really special, like Rami.
We sold Al Wasl Nordic by FAM, which is the 60 million plus.
Yeah. That's a beautiful property, contemporary, modern.
Absolutely.
My God, I can't wait to see it.
Style, super minimalistic. The place is just absolutely bonkers. You have to see it. But that, I don't know I don't know when they're going to put that in, but.
You'll have to watch and see.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay tuned, Rami.
Right? I mean, also.
Even I have to stay tuned.
Even you have to stay tuned, exactly.
Aldar as well. Aldar has beautiful properties.
Yes, definitely. The Mandarin Oriental is like.
Mandarin
there's crazy
Oriental.
Demand on that.
Yes.
I think they had a big deal for one of their off-plan sales.
Yes.
Yeah.
Silence, everyone.
You're going to have to watch and see.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But episode 1 and 2, you had the Mamsha beautiful property as well, which was upgraded.
Yeah.
And you see all of Saadiyat Island, you see the beachfront, that beautiful community with the dolphins and everything. You're going to have to watch and check it out.
Yeah, I didn't see any dolphins though.
Not on camera, show, on screen.
Would have been nice if they caught the dolphins. All right, so season 2 also took us to London.
Yes.
Yeah.
We saw that because your introduction was you coming out of this really nice building, revolving door, whatever, you were in London. What can we expect? I heard there was drama when you guys were in London.
Yes, there was a lot of drama.
Mm-hmm. More than we've already seen, episodes 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Oh, my God.
Okay, so that's like the boiling point, climax part of the show. Okay, excited to see that. All right, so.
I mean, the drama is spread out. So, episode 1 and 2, there's not much, to be honest with you.
Oh, so this is nothing compared
to. It really builds.
It's just the intro. It kind of set the tone. So, it really heats up.
Mm hmm. All right, guys, I think I covered everything I wanted to talk to you guys about. Mao, I'll just leave you both with one last question each. So what's one thing about your day-to-day life as a broker that never makes it on screen?
Well, I think the one thing is probably the failures, which happens quite a bit. I mean, there's wins, obviously. There's wins and there's losses. When watching the reality TV show, everyone thinks it's just so simple. We're closing these we're making millions in commission.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 9 out of 10 deals basically fall through. So we're really, really working hard to basically make the money that we're making.
True.
Obviously, high risk, high rewards. But it is very stressful, especially when you're a business owner as well. We have 70 staff, and it's just me and my wife, Jennifer, which is running the company. We don't have any managers like the larger companies because all of the staff basically want to deal with myself. They want my support.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. It's hard. Mm-hmm. But we're doing it. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. We're blessed. We may have to hire managers.
Okay.
But
yeah. Guys, apply to Bencor.
Yeah. So anyone looking to join one of the luxury leaders, reach out to me.
Mm-hmm. One of,
yes. Ooh, rivalry. No, but see, because it always looks glossier online or on screen. Do you think like young agents or people who are interested now in the real estate industry, is this something you think that they're not considering when they're setting out?
Well, I hope so. You know, a lot of young kids are reaching out to me as well.
Because it looks easy. When you guys do it, I've even thought to myself, like, why don't I just get into real estate, you know?
That's the crazy thing about it is that when you watch the show, you're seeing the highlights of basically what it took to close that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge misconception that you think the deal is closed right there and then. We're just showing you the highlights to be able to convey that message and show you guys what's, you know, happening. But I think there's a lot more that goes on behind it to actually really give you the full story. And other than that, you've got people who actually get into the industry and start their careers in real estate because of shows like this.
They do. This is the thing.
That's what's crazy is that people see it. They're like, okay, that's easy. I can do that. I love that. But they don't see the amount of effort and work it takes to actually get in there. And people actually changing their life, careers, and pivoting their paths just because of TV shows like this.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example. Like a real example.
Okay.
So one of the story writers of Million Dollar Listing UAE, who was basically started right from the beginning of season 2 all the way to the end. She saw our journey and she worked with Sara and I a lot and also the other cast members. And throughout the whole season, she kept telling me, Ben, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to join real estate. And she did. So she works with me at Benco now.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting.
She works with me. And she's been with us for about 2 months. And she's like, Ben, I can't sleep. I'm depressed. And I cry every night because it's so difficult. She's like, I'm calling people and I'm getting rejected left and right. And I thought it was a lot easier than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a live example. It takes a lot of hard work. It's not easy.
And you need to know a lot of people as well. You need to, I feel like, to really make it very quickly and hit the ground running, you need to already have like a crazy network.
It's very competitive. Even if you know people.
Not necessarily. No. You can start from scratch. You can start from doing rentals. People just need to build a solid foundation, gain the product knowledge, learn about the areas, and focus on one niche area, and people can do it.
Yeah. But
amazing. Okay.
It takes a lot of work. And time as well.
Of course. I mean, it's good that we're talking about this, you know, because when season 1 came out, I ended up writing a column on the fact that real estate shows are selling budding agents alike. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah,
I remember that.
Article. Because you don't see the grind that much. I mean, you do see aspects of it, right, on shows like that, but you don't see the entire thing. So, yeah. How do you guys sleep? I don't know. All right, guys, on that note, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I can't wait to see the rest of this season and hopefully season 3.
Inshallah.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this week's episode and thank you to all our subscribers. Sign up to arabianbusiness.com for all exclusive content.